All right, good afternoon, everybody. Happy Friday to you. Glad you're tuning in to the Hero Card Hour here on KERV 1230 AM Radio. This show is every Friday from 2 to 3. Hope everybody's had a great week. I am Lou McCoy, the host of the show each week, joined in the studio with producer Glenn Taylor.
Hey, hey.
Glenn, good to see you.
Hey, good to see you, man. What's going on?
Well, I just got back from skiing, and I'm in one piece, Glenn. What do you think?
Didn't break a leg.
Not that I know of.
No.
Took some falls, had some fun.
Well, that's good. But great. Sure you got a little winter.
Got a little winter.
Since we haven't had much here.
I found some snow. We had lots of snow. It was great fun. Great fun. What about you? Did you go anywhere last week? I guess you don't really have a spring break, did you?
No. I mean, I'm pretty much, I exist here for the radio station. I'm always
they don't let you leave.
Around.
You know? That's all right.
But that's okay. I get to do what I love for a living, so it's all right.
You love it, don't you?
It was a busy weekend, things to do around here, trying to catch up. And it's a never-ending. It's like the mail.
Did you work in the yard a little bit? I didn't mean to cut you off. It's like the mail. Finish that thought.
Well, it never stops.
It just keeps
it's
coming.
It's always coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's okay. It keeps me busy. And as far as yard work goes, no comment at this point.
Okay.
No, I need to get on that. I've finally got the house in order.
Good.
So, I got it all cleaned up and dusted and ready to go. And now,
did your spring cleaning? Good for you.
My spring cleaning. Okay. Don't have a big yard, so it doesn't take much. About a day's worth of raking and picking up.
Do you enjoy yard work?
I don't hate it.
Don't hate it. Okay. See, I love the yard work.
Really?
It doesn't bother me at all.
It's better when it's cooler. You know, I mean, down around, 70, 80 degrees, I'm cool with it. When you get north of 90.
Not your favorite thing?
Not as much fun.
I understand that. I do. Absolutely. Well, so what about the weekend? You got a big weekend plan or anything going on?
I think I'm just going to kind of hang loose this weekend, see what unfolds.
Those are the best.
See what the girlfriend wants to maybe do, and we'll take it from there.
Good.
Let her take the reins.
She's in charge.
She's in charge.
Isn't it amazing when we're young how we just want to go, right?
Oh.
We feel like if we're not doing something all the time, we're missing out. And then as we get older, right, there's no better feeling than canceling plans, right? I mean, just doing nothing. What'd you do? I did nothing.
Isn't that funny? And that's honest, you know, because we are so busy.
We're so busy. Everybody's so busy. We're running up 100 different directions.
If you want to be successful, you got to stay busy.
You do. Well, and there's plenty to do. It's fun. It's fun.
Sure. And the hero card?
The hero card is keeping us busy. We're going to talk more about that. We've had some great successes going on. Glenn, last week we played some Beach Boys for spring break. And since we're still on spring break and they have so many hits, we're going to keep the Beach Boy theme going this week.
Oh, man, we could do Beach Boys all year.
You could. Yeah, they've got some great tunes. And so we'll have some Beach Boy music today. And then got a guest coming on, Chris Collazo, who'll be here in a little while. And we'll talk with him about the work he does with veterans. Which is cool. Bobby Burris will be in the studio later on. We'll talk a little hero card business. So, all in all, should be a great show. And, again, I'm glad everybody tuned in. We're going to take a break, let you listen to a little Beach Boy music.
Yeah.
And, again, this is the Hero Card Hour on KERV 1230 AM radio. Stay tuned.
She forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun till her daddy takes the TV away.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. Glad you tuned in on this Friday afternoon. And I am, as promised, I'm excited to introduce to you Chris Collazo. Am I saying that right, Chris?
You Americanized it, but that's fine.
No, lay it on me. Come on, I'd like to get it right.
The proper pronunciation is Collazo.
Never mind.
There you go.
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Collazo.
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 Really?
That's the Spanish.
But it's C-A-L-L-A-Z-O, right?
Yeah, actually the two L's in Spanish
make a Y
sound.
Now exactly. I got it. Collazo.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to butcher it. But anyway, I'm glad you're here, Mike. Thanks so much for taking time. I know you're a busy man. Have you had a good week?
Yeah, this week has been very interesting. As a matter of fact, we just spent some time in Temple, Texas.
Okay.
Going through, big difference. Yeah, yeah, a huge difference.
That's all right.
Yeah, especially after visiting Temple, it's a very big difference. But we went up there and we spent some time learning how to put some peer support groups together for our veterans.
Excellent.
So, and in that process, we actually learned a lot about ourselves as well. So it was a very good course.
Okay.
It's called BEATS. Bring everyone in the zone.
Okay.
And in that program, it's just amazing resources and ways of talking to our veterans and to our fellow veterans and trying to get them, you know, some healing through peer support.
Peer support. So that's huge.
It's immense.
Yeah, and important. I want to remind everybody that Mike is Mike. Chris, I'm sorry. I had Mike Cagle on my brain. You work with Mike Cagle.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Good for you. Bless you. So Mike's a great guy.
He's a good boss.
But you're with the Hill Country Mental Health and Disability or Developmental Disability Association or the center over there, right?
Yes.
So you basically work with veterans
and
to help them with different issues that they're facing, right?
Absolutely.
And you yourself are a veteran.
Yes, I am.
You served Navy.
I was in the Navy.
Yeah.
I was in 5 deployments, so I'm not a stranger to, you know, deployments and the separation of family and all the things that we go through.
18 years, right? You said
18 years. Yeah, retired after 18 years.
Thank you for your service.
So thank you.
And
it was my pleasure. Thank you for acknowledging it.
Well, I'm not a veteran, not a serviceman. So I'm learning that the sacrifices that the men and women make to do what they do, and then what we're going to talk about here, the trauma that's a result of that in many cases, right?
It's just. Absolutely.
And, of course, it's very, since we're here in Kerrville with the VA hospital, we have lots of veterans here in town, in our age population. So it's a very, very prevalent issue. So
absolutely.
Yeah. And so you're new over there.
I am. I've only been in as a peer coordinator for about a little over a month now.
Okay.
So I still, I do. Because it's giving back to the community, my community, the veteran community, that's really composed most of my adult life, so it's something I'm familiar with, and in my career, I think the entire career we were trained or prepared to be someone who can give back and who can help out.
Very good.
Our fellow veterans, our fellow sailors, soldiers, everything else. So for this opportunity now to go ahead and give back and to share what I've learned
with you.
Is absolutely it's awesome.
That's great. Yeah, I can see it in your face. You know, so well, and that's part of right the military or Navy. They break it down. It's not about you, right? It's about the unit or your brother. And
absolutely.
So you're right. It's in your DNA to come back and give back. So what were you doing just before you came on with Mike Cagle and the team over there?
I was working in security.
Okay, security.
And before that, I was in the military. I was a military police officer.
Military police, yeah.
And so it was an easy transition to security. And then I had an opportunity to go back into law enforcement and decided to do this instead because as much as I love law enforcement,
law enforcement.
It's in my blood.
Yeah, okay, I understand that.
And, there are a lot of things going on nowadays that are unfortunate for our brothers and sisters out there in blue, but that didn't deter me. I really wanted to go back in law enforcement, and I really started thinking, it's like, all right, law enforcement and helping, you know, the community, or getting back and helping my fellow veterans. And I don't want to say it was a no-brainer, it was a hard choice, but
sure.
I think, and I really am confident I made the right choice here.
Yeah.
and giving back to,
and you're
to
a young
my,
man
my,
still
my,
you
veterans.
Can do this for several years, and if you feel like you need to get back into law enforcement, there's always an opportunity there.
I'm not getting any younger there.
I don't know. You look young to me. So.
Yeah, I'm getting that spare tire now, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, we won't go there. That's just part of it, I'm afraid. So you were on you're in the Navy, and you just mentioned to me as before we got started that you were on the Ronald Reagan.
Yes, sir.
The USS Ronald Reagan, and I asked you what class ship that was, and that's, I should have known, but what is that?
It's a nuclear aircraft carrier.
Okay. That's the biggest in the fleet, I'm assuming.
Not anymore. It was. The Ford, I believe, is just a little bit bigger now. The Ford was just commissioned the other day with President Trump. So
okay.
So the Ford is a little bit bigger, but But fair to say, I was on the best ship.
Okay. But the Ford's an aircraft carrier
it
as
is.
Well. Okay.
It
but
is.
The aircraft's the biggest.
Yeah, aircraft carriers are huge.
Okay.
Huge.
How many men and women on a
well,
ship like
we
that?
Went on deployment. We went close to 6,000, including the air wing. So it's like a small city.
It is. So it's Fredericksburg. I'm sorry. Yeah. We were just talking to Heather Davis, who works for me over there and works with a hero card, and I think they're. On paper, their population about 6,000.
Absolutely,
yeah. We just put them all on a ship over there.
Yeah, and it just put them in four acres worth of territory there.
That's
not,
just amazing.
Actually, not even that big.
So, Chris, I suspect that, and I'm fascinated because this is all new to me. Like I said, I didn't serve, but I suspect there are a whole bunch of people listening right now that number shocks them. That 6,000 people on a ship.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of onboarding and offboarding, and you know, so
yeah,
that's
it
awesome.
It is. Okay. We get to know each other pretty well.
Yeah.
Not all 6,000, but there's small communities. I was with the military police. I was mass at arms.
Okay.
So it was our community was, we weren't strangers to each other.
So your job, like how many military police were on a ship like that?
We had about rated because we had some people that we got from for auxiliary forces.
Okay.
So rated, we had about 25 to 30 that were actual mass at arms, and then we had help from other departments. So when we needed the help, we got it up to a little over 100. And
you were in charge of a certain part of the ship, I'm assuming? You couldn't cover the whole ship, or did you just
patrol in?
Yeah,
patrol the whole ship.
Okay.
Yeah, the whole ship. And then when we got in port, that's when we needed a lot of
help.
There you go. There was some stuff on the pier that needed
ship
to be.
Ship was easy, wasn't it, probably, compared to the port?
Yeah, we liked being on the way. It was a lot easier to take care of things on the way.
So just as an aside, what was it like, I mean, as far as downtime, what do you do on a ship when you're, you know?
When I first came in, we didn't have internet. We didn't have any of the luxuries that we had. Like, call them luxuries, but we didn't have any of the stuff we have
now. But
there
is internet now?
There is internet. There was internet. There was a little more choices in TV channels.
Oh, okay.
When I first came in, we only had, like, I think two, and they were both within the ship, so we really didn't have a whole... We could either watch Bambi or we could watch Snow White. It wasn't...
Wow.
It wasn't that bad, but, I mean,
we
didn't have many choices.
TV, were they? Yeah.
So now they have, like, you know, more of like satellite. They have the American Forces TV networks.
So they have little stores? I mean,
they have a store, yeah. Okay. There's the ship store on the aircraft carrier. We had two of them, and they were pretty well stocked.
Multiple locations to eat? A couple of different mess halls, I'm assuming?
Two main mess halls.
Okay.
There was one forward, which is near our berthing.
Yeah.
And they are the ones that served all the pizzas and hamburgers, and so that's the one I never left. But we had another one on the after part of the ship that had more, you know, well-rounded food, I guess, is a better term.
Well, like Lou, I've never served. But admire those who have. And I worked for a company called Books Are Fun, and we used to set up on some of the bases at Lackland and Bamsey as well. So I'm familiar with the BXPX type of thing. I just,
yes, sir.
You know, when you're talking about a ship with 6,000 people, I thought, man, you'd have to have a store if somebody wanted to get a candy bar and a Coke or something, you know.
Well, we have machines as well.
Okay. Oh,
but,
yeah.
You know, those are spread out. But the stores, you know, they had more stuff like ramen noodles and things like
okay.
that.
Oh, yeah.
Things are very popular.
Maybe some dry goods, that kind of
it's
stuff.
A couple of dry goods,
oh, okay.
yeah. And some uniform items when your uniform got a little...
Fix that up a little tainted, yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I ask you if since the Ronald Reagan was one of the newer ships, right, at the time, it was.
It, in a way, one of the newer aircraft carriers.
And I ask you if the sleeping arrangements had improved any. And
they had not. Now, now there was a rumor that we had these state-of-the-art sleeping arrangements where we could actually sit up in our racks. And no, it was the same three-tier racks that I've had. And, you know, they've gone through maybe a couple modifications. Maybe it's different now. I haven't heard anything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is it I was disappointed when I got there to see that we had the same Rex
that, rumor.
That I had on my first ship back
ugly,
in 90.
Ugly rumor.
Yeah,
man.
Those rumors were horrible.
Well, all right. So, Chris, we need to take a little break. We've been playing a little Beach Boys music. Are you a music fan?
Oh, absolutely.
Are you a Beach Boy fan? You like them?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I went to college in Pensacola, so we kind of...
Oh,
all
right. Oh, that's right up your alley then. We're doing this in honor of spring break.
Awesome.
Although I went skiing, so I don't know. But anyway, it doesn't mean you can't listen to the Beach Boys up in the mountains. But so we'll take a quick break, and we'll come back. I want to dive into what you're doing specifically over at the Veterans Center with working with the veterans. So
sounds
this
great.
Is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 12:30 a.m. We'll be right back.
All right. Made my heart come all undone. Do you love me? Do you surfer girl, surfer girl?
All right, welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying around. Again, I've got Chris it's just Collazo. I'm sorry. I got Chris with me.
That's right.
And before the break, we talking about his career serving on the... aircraft carrier, and that's fascinating. But we want to dive in now, Chris, on the work you're doing with veterans.
Sure.
You're over at the Hill Country Veteran Service Center, which is, let me just plug that. That is an amazing resource in our community, isn't it?
Absolutely.
I've just gotten to know it through some of my involvement with it through my Rotary organization and the Hero Card. We were able to give some money over there. But it's just amazing the resources for our men and women that served. Mm-hmm. And so, again, you're one of those resources, and you're working specifically with veterans that have some mental issues.
They have possibly some mental issues.
Okay.
I mean, we're available to talk to anybody, any veteran, and not just the veterans, but the families as well. We want to make that clear. One thing that not many other resources cover is a veteran that may have gotten out on an other than honorable discharge. We will talk to any veteran, even ones that came out like maybe on a bad conduct or other than honorable.
So they had some struggles.
Had
that doesn't
some
mean
struggles.
They're
it
blacklisted
mean, yeah,
by you guys. They come in there.
Not, no.
That's awesome.
All it takes is a DD-214 saying that you served.
Okay.
And, you know, as long as you have that, you're coming. You're more than welcome to come over and talk to us, as well as the families. So we're not just limiting it to the veterans, because we know how, the stress is on the family, especially for a veteran that comes back from overseas and they're different than when they left.
Yeah,
that's a really stressful situation on the family unit as a whole. So we definitely want to address that as well.
You know, I heard Mike Cagle speak, and I was just fascinated and. Again, it's almost like last week we had Meg Scott came on. She talked about human trafficking, mm-hmm. which is such an issue, as you are aware. And, you know, sometimes we just have our head in the sand some things, right? Or we don't know what we don't know, right? And so Mike came in and spoke, and he was talking about, you know, when a service man or woman is deployed and they're gone, and life at their home just kind of carries on, right?
Exactly.
And then they come back, and they've been in this stressful environment, and the family doesn't understand what's going on, right? Why their son or daughter has changed dramatically. And it was just like pretty eye-opening to the reality of what these men and women face.
It is. We're programmed a certain way. And we're programmed to go be a warrior and to go out and fight and
be brave,
serve our country.
Yep.
And exactly, be brave. We have, and then all of a sudden we come back and we're never deprogrammed.
That's, yep.
And, you know, this is the way things are nowadays. Back in, you know, World War II and before, it took the service member a while to come home. So in that time coming home, there was a time to... You sit around with other service members and kind of
detox a little bit, decompress.
Thank you. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we don't do that anymore. We could be home within sometimes 30 hours. So we don't have. We're thinking about coming home, and we want to come home. And you know, I understand the concept behind trying to get us home quickly. It eventually. Or somewhere, someone probably thought this would probably be best for our mental health. But that decompression component is not there anymore. So that's where we see most of our, I believe, and this is just my opinion, that's where we see most of our heroes that come back with, you know, some PTSD or some things that just haven't been covered, because they never had a chance to talk to that peer on the way home.
Can you imagine to go from combat one day and then 30 hours later you're
be home.
In Kerrville, Texas?
At the dinner table with your family who doesn't understand a thing of what you've gone through, right?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Why you won't talk about it. And it's a shock.
It is. You know, back in World War II, they call it the shell shock. It's kind of like what PTSD is now.
Okay.
And actually, I think that description fits more today than it did back in World War II. You're still in shell shock. You're still... kind of your mind is still back in the sand and back back in Iraq or Iran
or
Afghanistan
ship,
or wherever or the ship or at sea. It's still there. When you come home, we haven't decompressed yet. Mm-hmm. And we understand that in this program is getting some really good traction right now.
That's awesome.
And we're always researching. A day without learning is a waste of day. That's how I feel. Right. And so every day we're learning, and as new as I am, I'm learning a lot every day.
I probably should have had
a disclaimer. I don't know everything about this program yet.
I think you're doing a great job.
But just the ability to learn and to keep learning, and now that we've realized that there's veterans out here that really need our help, and maybe they don't know that they need help.
Yeah.
And we want to be that resource for them. We want to help them.
That's good.
Well, isn't that another component, too, that, you don't necessarily, a veteran might not want to ask for help because maybe that's
correct.
Showing a sign of weakness?
Correct.
Never mind.
And then who to ask for help? Because, let's say a veteran gets in trouble, and one of the things that we cover is, veterans courts. We have some veterans courts that have started in some of our counties and have been pretty successful.
Mm-hmm.
Harris County, I believe, is one of the major counties where it started. I know we have it in Hayes and Comal County close by. And in these veterans courts, these guys get, and women get in trouble, and... they get sent to a facility that really doesn't target the reason why they got in trouble.
Why they're there, yeah.
So what we've, gone through and done with the veterans courts is to, with the help of the officers, such as the DA and a judge and, other court officers, we try to get them the help they need by targeting the PTSD or the traumatic brain injury or whatever else may have happened.
What is causing
so
road,
in order to maybe stop them from relapsing or going back into, and it's that's one of the programs that we haven't started here, but something that I'm already going to commissioner's
into
courts.
It?
And trying to get support. I've talked to a couple of commissioners already. I'm trying to get support in this area. And it's not going to be easy. Nothing that we do that's new is ever easy, and especially something that's in its infancy. But I think that with the proven success we already have in that program, we could probably bring that here, and I'm confident we can work.
It?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good.
Absolutely. I'm confident we could get our veterans on board get them the help that they deserve.
That's good. Absolutely. Well, I know you have a lot of other things going on because you kind of talked about it. Tell us about one or two of the other programs if there's a veteran out there that's looking for some help or looking to get involved in something.
Absolutely. I mentioned BITO, the Bring Everyone in the Zone, and that's something where we're trying to get different different groups together. One group maybe just for men, one group maybe for just for women, and one group for family members. It's something where they can feel comfortable when they come to the group and open up and talk. A lot of veterans don't like to talk to people that have never experienced what they've experienced, and I can
relate
to that
for sure.
So getting in these groups and coming in and exposing or bringing out what it is that's troubling our veterans can be very helpful, and it's just talking. We're not.
It's always good to share with somebody that can relate to what you've gone through, right?
And it could lead to healing.
Yeah.
So that's ultimately what we want to do. We want to heal. We want to, bring the best out of everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm smiling as I say this, but I saw on your list that you had yoga down there.
Yes.
So you going to lead that, Chris?
No.
I am coming over for that, if you'll tell me.
No.
I do a little yoga. Yoga's all right.
My days of flexibility are long, long
That's
gone.
Why you got to do some yoga, I'm telling you.
I hear you.
No, not at all. Actually, but, you know, it is a program sure. that we're looking into
That's
right
great.
Now. We're actually looking into it pretty aggressively.
Good.
And we're hoping to start something.
Do you have
soon.
An instructor for that? Because I know
we're having a meeting
instructor.
Today, as a matter of fact. We're having a meeting this afternoon okay. with someone and see how we can go, which okay. direction we could take this program into.
Okay. Well, if that doesn't pan out,
and with Hattie, I don't know if you've ever met Hattie. Hattie Piper is my partner in crime over there at the
okay.
Bat Center. So she brought it. She brought it up, and she's making the appointments to see people and okay. try to see
if you bring it up, you better head it up, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, I'll make sure I pass that on to her.
Well, you know, in fact, one of our, I'll just plug Ben while we're talking about it, but one of our super duper hero partners is Premier 7 Gym, and mm-hmm. Jency Carson does yoga over there, mm-hmm. and she's probably the best. I've done enough yoga that I've had a taste of several instructors, and Jency's probably top of the list. She's about 5 foot. She's a little sprite, but man, she just keeps it going. So if you need a yoga, if you want to get some energy in the center,
yeah,
Jency's there.
We'll
go.
Definitely do some more yeah. Communicating and yeah. Networking so, for sure.
Well, producer's telling us we're, Chris, this is the way it works. Every time I have somebody in, but we run short of time because it okay. just it goes fast. So let me ask you, would you come back sometime and share some more of what you're doing? Maybe another month in of your job?
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can let us know how that yoga's going for you?
Yeah. You'll probably see me in traction next time I come back in here.
Trust me. So, yeah, it's yoga will make you sweat. It's hard to believe stretching could make you sweat so bad. But, again, I want to thank you for your service. Chris, I want to thank you for what you're doing right now
Absolutely.
With the men and women at the center. And then I want to thank you for taking some time out on a busy Friday to come in and be on the show. And sincerely, you and I will connect. We'll get that on the calendar, have you back, and we'll mm-hmm. talk about some of these issues further and more in depth.
Absolutely.
And, again, if there's something we can do to help you with the Hero Card or any, just personally, if I can do anything for you, please let me know. Glenn okay. Taylor as well, right, Glenn?
Absolutely.
And, again, thank you for being here.
Just one last
yeah.
thing. We're located at the Vet Center.
Yep.
We're at the Old Armory at 411
Meadowview.
Meadowview.
411 Meadowview.
411 yep. Meadowview. So anybody, we're open 8 to 5 every day, every weekday. So
somebody's there.
Stop by. Come on by, and we'll be more than happy to talk to you.
It's good. I love it. And you'll see them. So,
all right.
So we'll take a break for some news and weather. And then when we come back, we'll talk a little Hero Card business. This is the Hero Card Hour, KERV, 1230 AM radio. Glad you tuned in.
Introducing the Hero Card. With the Hero Card, you get major discounts at the best businesses around town. No need for coupons with the Hero Card. Just show it at the businesses that support it. What businesses are those? Find the entire listing of businesses that utilize the Hero Card at HeroCardOnline.com. A portion of each Hero Card sale is devoted to worthy causes in our local community, supporting all of our heroes, including veterans and first responders. Find out how you can use the Hero Card for your next fundraising activity. To purchase a card and for more information, just visit HeroCardOnline.com. The Hero Card, honoring heroes and supporting local businesses. Get your card today.
If everybody had a notion across the USA, then everybody'd be served like California.
So this is Heather Davis with the Hero Card, and this is the Hero Card Hour, and we have one of our super duper members here, and I've got Jency with Premier 7. Tell us a little bit about what you do on a day-to-day basis at the gym.
Well, I also do personal training as well as Chris does, and I teach classes. So we take more of a functional fitness approach. And within my classes, I really, really concentrate on my stretch classes. My stretch classes are my favorite, most important thing to me. My emphasis is flexibility and stability.
That is amazing. So I was a personal trainer for 20 years. And so tell me about some of those people who are a little bit nervous that are coming in. They've never really taken a class. They feel awkward. What do y'all do to make them feel comfortable?
Well, first and foremost, it's a judgment-free zone. So when they walk in, I evaluate my clients where they are for each day. It's not a progression of we did that yesterday or last week or whatever and we're moving, you know, body part specific, upper body, lower body.
Great.
No, it's more of an all-encompass kind of a deal that we like to evaluate, see where they're at, and work them towards their goals. So very often I get beginners in the studio, and I'll just take them through a lot of the foundation fundamental movements of stretching. But I think more importantly than that, I try to teach them to love their bodies just how they are, and that God created us all individually and different.
Amen.
And if we can love on our bodies and accept our bodies and bless the abundance that we have or lack of strengths, then we're a little bit more comfortable in our skin, and I can get a little bit more out of them when they have a little bit more confidence. So more than really the workout, my first and foremost priority is loving on my clients, creating that level of trust that they trust me, us, and then put them through some wonderful movement that they find will benefit their body.
Absolutely. And that's I think anyone is going to be comfortable coming into your gym. And I have injuries just because of I did not listen to my body. And so I love the fact that you really incorporate the stretching and the foundation.
Yes.
And it sounds like anybody can walk in your doors and just get a wonderful, safe workout.
Absolutely. All levels are welcome. And all ages are welcome too. I've got beginners, intermediates, advanced. I've got teenagers all the way to my geriatric when we're just trying to get some stability.
And that's huge. And so balance seems to be a real big issue from my clients I saw from 30 up. Mm-hmm. What kinds of things do you do to work on balance with your
A lot
clients?
Of resistant training, a lot of body weight training and resistant bands. I don't believe we have to beat ourselves up by loading up a bunch of weight and compressing our spine. I believe that through our body weight and resistant training, we can get a whole lot of the same benefit. I like to see where the problem is, where the trauma comes from, where it originated from, and then we really look at the body and we try to work the opposing muscles. We see what's going on, where the weaknesses is. We're going to create the strengths, work the opposing muscles, because we tend to, after trauma, some of the muscles atrophy and turn off. We got to strengthen those back up, give a little bit of release to the ones that are overworking and kind of fire up and turn on the ones that have been sleeping.
So awesome. Do y'all hear that? They know their stuff. So whatever your, you know, ailment is, your problem, they're going to have a good solution for you. And I'm confident just talking to them that I could recommend anybody to come down to see you. So we're
thank
so
you.
Glad that you've joined. And I can't wait to hear more.
Yes, thank you. Well, our passion is helping people. And at the end of the day, that's what we're there for. Our motto is move better to feel better. And we work the core, toes to nose. So
I love that.
It's all about strengthening up the core so we can eliminate the back pain.
That's right. So where can we find you guys in Kerrville?
We are in Wynwood Village Shopping Center at 727 Hill Country Drive. We're right in between Franklin Clinic and Chinatown. And we are by appointment only, but we're there pretty much from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We take a couple hours off for lunch. So you can just kind of find us according to your schedule, what time the needs you know, what time is best for you. And then also we have our website. You can check our website is in the process right now of being redone.
Okay.
And we will soon be going live with that. And that's premier7gym.com. And then our phone number that we can be reached at is 830-315-7777. So just look for the magical number 7.
That's awesome. No, if I don't get a hold of you, can I leave a message?
Absolutely.
Okay.
We do have a voicemail and we will return the calls.
All right.
We look forward to hearing from everybody.
Give them a call.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Hero Card Hour. Hope everybody's having a great day. I'm in the studio now with Bobby Burris.
Good afternoon, all.
Hi, Bobby. How are you, man?
I'm doing great today.
So you had a good spring break?
Well, it's not too bad so far. Daughter's in town, and so it's got me busy.
So everybody really wants to know, Bobby, about the fishing boat.
Well,
you got
absolutely.
It in.
Well,
you've been on it.
The trailer,
the trailer
is put together.
But no boat yet?
No, it's supposed to be in any day.
Okay.
Any day, they tell me. Okay. So we'll keep our fingers crossed.
Are you going to name it?
Well, I've told my wife that. I said, you know, we do have to come up with some kind of name for it. So I think we're going to have to see it and sit in it before we pull that off.
Maybe we could have a contest for that.
Well, you, that's not a bad idea. That's not a bad
idea. You're thinking something along the hero card line.
Yeah, we'll post some pictures on our Facebook page and see if we can get some help
there.
There
you go. That'll
work. Absolutely. But
and
no, that trailer in a box was quite an interesting project.
But you knocked it out pretty quick.
Well, you know,
I was impressed.
About 5.5 hours.
Wow.
You know?
Okay, all the parts, were you got them all put together somewhere,
nothing
left over?
It was funny, they gave two different height of some rails that go on depending on your boat. So when we were done, my wife's always, did you read the directions? Did you read the directions?
Well, and did you?
So I did.
Okay.
But at the end, I said, you know, I got these four parts left over. And it was, in case you needed the shorter rails
yeah,
and the
sure.
longer rails, but she, you know, of course, looked at me like, oh, I told you.
Was there a YouTube video that you referred to?
Well, no, there wasn't. That's one of the few things that there wasn't. In fact, I went to this place's website, and of course, there was really no words. It was all pictures.
Okay.
So it was an interesting put together. Like I said, it was like the big Erector set.
Sometimes you open up a box and the instructions are outstanding, right? And
yeah.
they're big and you can read them and there's pictures, and then sometimes it's like, was this really for me to follow? I don't know.
I think the guy that wrote it had never put one together before.
Probably.
You know, that's what I find with a lot of instructions.
Yeah.
But no, so far so good. I think it's actually going to wheel down the road.
Okay.
The trailer part anyway. We'll see what the boat does.
Can't wait to hear about the boat.
Absolutely.
And,
looking
can't
forward
to it.
Get
invited to be on the boat.
Yeah.
I guess I'm right. What am I, number two in line
you're
for that
number
maybe?
Two in
three?
Line.
Top
number,
five
you're,
or top five?
Yeah,
okay,
you're in the top
good.
Three. No
that's
doubt.
Awesome. That's
no
awesome.
Doubt about it. So how about yourself? What have you been up to?
Oh, man, we went skiing and had a blast.
Wonderful.
And didn't break anything. Everybody had a great time.
Yeah.
Snow was good. And but it's always good to be home.
Yeah. No,
sleeping
sometimes
our own
those vacations, you need a vacation from the vacation.
Which is what I was going to tell you. I'm going to take next week off. So you work real. No, I'm teasing, obviously. So you took some time off this week with your daughter.
Yes.
Had some fun. Yeah. But you also did some hero card business.
Absolutely.
And good results this week. Had
well,
a good week.
Talking to a few new folks as well, and you know, got a lot of interest. And
good.
Of course, we're fixing to kick off the Shriners Bachelor Science of
Nursing
program.
Oh yeah, got a fundraiser going on.
They're
going to
do
Tell
a
us.
Fundraiser.
Okay.
Well, they're a group of about 17 students that are doing a mission trip to Peru.
Peru.
And
what's
the Makachipu or one of those big old mountains over there. They have to climb that thing to get up to some little village. So anyway, they're trying to raise some funds. You know, this is all coming out of their pocket. They're going to go down there and help these folks for a couple of weeks.
Wow.
So they're looking for some help to raise some funds.
And this is the nursing program over
there? Yes, this is the nursing program.
Students at Shriner.
Absolutely.
How cool is that?
Yeah, so they do a trip like this. Most of them are going on this trip, and then there's some other ones that they can't go on the trip, so they're doing a shadowing-type program that still costs some money as well. So they're going to we'll have two facets to this fundraiser, one for the trip and one for the folks that can't go on the trip but have to take a Spanish class along with a shadowing program with a nurse at the hospital for the entire summer. So they've got to raise a little money for that as well, so we're going to help them. Help in both ways, and we've got a little digital program coming out to help these folks touch all their relatives so they can get a little help in buying a card. And of course, the neat thing, you know, that we're trying to do for them and anybody that'd like to do a fundraiser, if you got some folks that are not living in the Hill Country or living in an area where the hero card is not used, what we're trying to do is put together a deal so if they want to donate and help their student, their family member out, but they don't have a need for the card, we're going to then try to give those cards away to the local veterans groups down here so they can use them here in the Hill Country.
Great idea.
Yeah, so I think it's going to work out.
Did I think of that or did you?
Well, you know, I think you had something to do with it.
No, that's, Bobby, you are a marketing guru, and your background in advertising has been a real blessing to the Hero Card, and you are creative, and I appreciate you coming up with some great
Well, it's fun trying That's to think cool. of ways to help folks. And, of course, this program is why I got involved with it, because, you know, everything that happens with the Hero Card, the card sales and our business partners, you know, a portion of it goes to local heroes, whether it be veterans groups, first responders. And, of course, I think we're going to have a little fun trying to find out who our next local hero is. So
we are.
Stay tuned for that on our Facebook page.
Yeah, we may even talk about that on
fun.
The radio.
Absolutely.
Ways people that can actually give us some ideas for who local heroes are.
Absolutely.
And
there's a lot of them out there. A lot of people that go the extra mile to help
goodness.
Out the community.
This town
and, absolutely.
Is just full of
Good
great giving people.
Good folks.
And there's a lot of need in this community. And so that's awesome. As you heard earlier, we had Chris Collazo. That's not how you say it, but that's the way I say his last name. It's Collazo, I think. Anyway, Chris, forgive me for butchering that up. But, you know, he's with the Veterans Service Center over there and working with the vets that have issues and mental disorders. And so, you know, we have a whole group of veterans here in this town that need things like that.
Yeah.
So,
And if there's ever a group that needs our help, they're the ones, because, by gosh, they've certainly helped
they've
us.
They paid the price, haven't
Absolutely.
They? Absolutely.
You know, everything we have is because of those folks. So
yeah. So this trip is, I think they're launching off in June. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
The June 4th, and they'll be gone for 2 weeks. So we're going to start kicking off this fundraiser here for them real soon so they can start raising the funds. You betcha. So I think they're looking forward to it, and we're going to have some real good success
there. Well, and they keep – so the card is $25, and they get half.
Absolutely.
And they can do it, like you said, digitally. It can all be done online,
which
is amazing. You never even have to handle the card. So love the fundraising
portion. It's funny. Even with the young kids, I thought that they would just be wanting to do that digital world exclusively, but many of them want to have some cards in their hands for their friends and whatnot that they run across on a day-to-day basis.
They
so they're going to do it both ways.
They want to knock some doors.
Absolutely.
Then,
they're going to, well,
when you find out who those kids are, those would be great hero card reps down
absolutely.
The road, right?
Could
Come on.
Be. Could be.
Well, we wish them success with that and
certainly.
Thanks for putting that together, Bobby. So business-wise, I do want to talk about a couple of our business partners.
Certainly.
We added a new one in Fredericksburg.
Oh, wow.
Heather's been working hard over there, and it's a new restaurant. You remember where the old Denny's was over there
sure.
in Fredericksburg?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
Goodbye to Denny's and hello to El Taquilla.
Ah.
And so this is, we didn't know this when we initially talked to them, but this is a big chain of restaurants.
Oh, really?
They have like 13, all family owned.
Oh, wow.
All the brothers, cousins, nephew, aunts, nieces, pretty neat. And it's a really, I've eaten there. One of the things that I'm finding, Bobby, you may experience this well as well, but my waistline is growing because of all the restaurants that I'm eating in and sampling the prospective business partners' wares, you know.
Certainly.
Yeah, so
it's a tough job, but somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, I probably need to do it a little less often.
Maybe we can find a place with a salad.
I don't go in those places, Bobby.
Salad place.
No, that's dumb. But
so what kind of food do they
do? Mexican food.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Very, very good. The things I've eaten there are outstanding.
Yep.
A neat atmosphere, big high-back leather chairs.
Oh, great.
Just really excited to have this is going to be a great restaurant. They're, you know, they're very busy right now in their grand opening,
sure.
as most restaurants are. But they recognize, pardon me, they recognize the need to maybe have some incentives to have customers come after the initial
Absolutely.
Rush. So glad to have them. Their discount, we will post. We haven't finalized that at this point, but we'll put that on our website and talk about it going forward. So
that's great.
Glad to have them.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Fired up. So, Bobby, what's on the horizon for you out there as you're talking to businesses?
Well, you know, most folks are trying to get ready for their taxes, so a lot of business owners' minds are a little preoccupied with tax time coming up here next month. So they're a little focused on that. And but they're
That's
all
fair.
Looking for some new customers. And, of course, one of the things they've really appreciated about what we've done with the program is being able to create an offer for our members that's important to the business partner. So they, you know, these business partners are in business to make a dollar. I mean, that's what they're there for. So we want to help drive new customers, but they still need to make a little profit. So they're real excited about the fact that we can create an offer for them that makes sense for them and helps drive traffic and still keeps their bottom line above the red mark.
It's a great point.
You know,
it's a great point. I think there's been a idea out in the marketplace that it was a flat percentage that had to be given all the, pardon me, all the time, and that's just not the case, yeah. right? So we work hard with businesses to find. We want them to discount things they make money on.
Sure. Well, and that's one of the things that, you know, and sometimes people think, well, you know, that 10% or whatever. Well, you know, Del Norte Restaurant, it's a place that we have on now, and they've got a really neat offer. After 5 o'clock, you get a free beverage. Well, these days, beverages are $2 to $3. So if you get a $7, $8 meal and get a free $2.50 beverage, you've beat that 20% thing.
That's right.
All over the place.
Good.
So, you know, there's some neat ways these businesses are creating their offers to make sense for them,
yep.
but to give something special back to our members. And, you know, you just go there a few times a year and you've paid for your card.
Absolutely.
Right quick.
Oh, hey, just for $25, it's incredible value. I think in a week's time you could get your money back.
Oh, absolutely.
If you focused on it. So, you know, another great offer that I love what you did over at 4T Trading Post.
Sure.
Where they give a gift certificate back to the store.
Yeah.
So means that you know, what is it, $50 and you get
$50
a $10 gift
purchase and you get a $10 gift certificate. So that's a 20%
yeah.
deal right there if you look at it, and gives you an opportunity to go back in there and buy that item you didn't buy the first time.
And there's lots to see in there.
Oh, if you've not been into 4T Trading Post, it's worth a look.
It absolutely is.
And they will just really nice folks over there, Chase and Stephanie. They just are incredible folks.
Yep.
And if you're looking for something special, they'll help you find it. If they don't have it, they're out perusing all the antiques and all the different things around the area and out of the area. And they'll help you find something if you don't find what you're looking for there. So they're really good folks. So if you haven't been by there to check out their shop, it's worth a trip, and you'll get great attention there, and you're going to see some stuff that you won't just see everywhere.
Yeah, and they're priced very reasonably.
That was the one thing I noticed.
Yep.
Very well priced, and I'd been in the home furnishings business for a while before my days of marketing, and their price points are excellent.
They really are.
You really want to check them out.
Yep.
You'll get a good deal, and
yep.
you'll find what you're looking for.
That's good.
Yeah,
that's good. So let's talk about how people find our vendors, our merchants. A couple of ways. You can go to our website. That's very easy. That's www.herocardonline.com.
Absolutely.
And you just click on discounts. There's a tab, get discounts.
Yeah.
And then you can sort that out by category or by city, or you can just look at the whole list. And
or type in a keyword, food.
Food, feed me. That's, boy, you know where our heart is all the time. Or automobile, or service, different things. I mean, we have a great assortment of merchants that participate.
Absolutely.
Our business partners. The other place you can find the list is if you get a copy of the Hill Country Visitors magazine that comes out every quarter.
Right.
The newest issue will be out in April 1st,
yeah.
and you can find that. Walmart's a great location here in Kerrville. Walmart in Fredericksburg as well.
Yeah. Gibson's
another place. Many of the participating business partners have it. Kerrville Health Food has it. So that's a great. And in the middle of those, not quite in the middle, but in that magazine are the Hero Card pages that have the list of all
yeah.
our businesses.
So you can just keep that handy in your car and look at it every now and then. Of course, like you say, the website is an up-to-date, day-to-day.
Right.
So if a business changes their offer or adds something extra to their offer, that's listed on there right away. So you can find that there on the
website.
That's
one of the best places. And
right.
then, of course, if you're a Hero Card member, we should have – please give us your email. If for some reason you've bought a card somewhere and you didn't provide an email, we need that. Because
yeah.
what we do is we send out an email – announcements about vendors and opportunities, right?
Sure.
And in fact, one we ought to address right now, it's just perfect timing for summer coming up, is we have a great partnership with Fiesta Texas
and Schlitterbahn.
And Schlitterbahn.
Yeah.
And very, very healthy discounts on, I mean, healthy. 15% at Schlitterbahn. I'm sorry, 10% at Schlitterbahn and 15% at Fiesta Texas.
Texas.
And so that is a big savings because yeah. those tickets are not. I mean, they're great value, but they're not inexpensive to go to Schlitterbahn for the day.
Little price. And, of course, you're going to spend that extra discount on sodas and
yeah, you're going to spend
munchies
back the
there.
Park,
so,
and they know that. Yeah. That's fine. Absolutely.
But, yeah, it's a great discount, so definitely you can get online and send us a little message, and we'll send you what you need to
show you how to get,
to
those.
Get those tickets online.
Yeah, yeah, have to have a valid card for that, yeah. So that's great. Well, I think we are coming to the end of our show, Bobby. And
well, never enough time.
There's never enough time, so let's just do it again next week.
Absolutely.
You want to?
Sounds
absolutely.
Like a plan.
So
I
hope everybody's enjoyed the show. Thank you again for tuning in. We've had fun playing the Beach Boys music, which that makes you smile all the time.
Enjoy your spring break.
It's almost over. So have a great weekend. Tune in next week here on KERV 1230 AM radio for the Hero Card Hour. And we'll talk to you then.